Kathy?
I'm troubled by the cost discussions on a couple of levels. And I think I'm more troubled because I think they're critically important. But they tend to be so limited because they focus on the cost that is easy to identify. Because any of us can call up our hospital pharmacy and say, I have a patient who weighs this much. How much will one dose of Herceptin or one dose of Avastin cost, and get a firm number? What is much harder to calculate or even put a price on is if that patient doesn't get this drug and her breast cancer progresses on average 5 months earlier and she is 10% less likely to be alive a year from now, what do the additional therapies that she receives cost? How much time away from her work and family and productive society does she lose, and what have we all lost in financial and non-financial terms because of that? So I'm not trying to suggest that cost isn't important, but we should look at those costs in the context of the benefits that the therapy provides and in the context of what other expensive therapies we routinely use with much less evidence of benefit. And unless we're willing to tackle this as a whole, our patients are at risk of being denied or held back from an effective therapy merely because of the timing of when it came along in the general increase in healthcare spending. And I think that's a disservice to our patients.